In today's real estate climate with such low inventory and high demand, flippers are getting multiple over asking price offers, which is a dream come true for a flipper. That is until the buyer's appraisal comes in way lower than the accepted price. That just happened to me and cost me $10,000 and I'm livid. Find out how you can prevent that from happening to you and what to do if it does happen coming up.
For a limited time, you can get a free copy of Jerry Norton's Quick Start Kit with everything you need to flip your first house in 30 days or less. Download it now at myquickstartkit.com.
Hey, if this is your first time here, my name is Jerry Norton, and I've been a full-time real estate investor now for over 17 years. Amongst other things, I specialize in flipping houses all across the country, and I've helped thousands of new investors get into the game of flipping and create six-figure and even seven-figure incomes. If you want to learn how to flip houses so you can live your dream life, be sure to subscribe to my channel and click the bell icon to get notified when new videos are released. When flipping a home to a retail buyer, more than likely he will need to get a loan to buy your house, and the lender is going to appraise the property to ensure the home's value matches the accepted contract price. If it does, everything is fine, but if it doesn't, things can get complicated. If the appraisal is lower than the contract price, the lender will base the loan on the appraised value. For example, let's say that you list a property for sale for $325,000 and you get multiple offers and you end up accepting an offer for $350,000 from a well-qualified buyer who is getting, let's say, a 20% down conventional loan. You are ecstatic. You got $25,000 over your asking price. Then the appraisal comes in at $325,000. Talk about sucking the wind out of your sales. This is known as an appraisal gap. So now what happens? Well, the lender is going to adjust the loan to value to the newly appraised value. In this case, the borrower would need to come up with 20% down on $325,000, not $350,000, which is $50,000 down. Well, if you as the seller don't amend the price and the buyer still wants to buy the property and is able and willing to pay the original agreed upon price of $350,000, he would need to come to closing with another $25,000 on top of the $50,000 down payment to pay the difference. If the seller isn't able or willing, you, the seller, could either amend the price or terminate the contract and find another buyer. Now, as a flipper, making the decision as to what to do really depends on your confidence in the appraisal. Remember, the value of a property is not what a buyer is ready and willing to pay, but rather what a buyer is able to finance, and an appraiser bases value on relevant historical sales, not current buyer demand. That means in a fast appreciating market, buyers are willing to pay a lot more today than they did yesterday, which means appraisal gaps are going to happen. So if the appraiser did his job and there are no relevant comps to support your high contract price, you may have no choice but to lower the price or take the risk that you can find a new buyer that is willing and able to pay over the appraised value. This is called an appraisal guarantee. And some buyers are willing to pay over the appraised value. For example, I recently sold a house for over asking price, and the buyer put in writing a $5,000 appraisal guarantee. That means if the property appraises for less than the contract price, they would pay up to $5,000 over the appraised value. Now, this is something we address right up front with our over asking price offers. We say the following to the buyer's agent. We want to accept your offer, but how are we going to handle an appraisal gap in the event it doesn't appraise for the contract price? Can your buyer offer an appraisal guarantee? And if so, how much? But not all appraisal gaps are due to a lack of relevant comps. In some instances, the appraiser did a terrible job and brought in a crappy appraisal. I'm in a situation like that right now on one of my flips, and I'm furious about it. The contract price was $150,000 from a well-qualified FHA buyer, and the appraisal came in at $130,000. That's $20,000 under the contract price. $20,000 is a huge difference at that price. And I'd be okay if there weren't any comps to support $150,000, but there are. And since I'm intimately aware of the market, I know $130,000 is bogus. I mean, I just flipped an identical house literally the next street over and closed a month ago for $145,000, and the appraiser didn't even use that comp, and this house has a finished basement and is even better than that $145,000 comp. I mean, seriously, what more can I do than to personally create comps for the appraiser? That means a lazy appraiser making $400 is gonna cost me $20,000? I don't think so. So, I decided to contest the appraisal. Fortunately, the buyer's agent and the lender and the buyer all agreed that the appraisal was total garbage. So we found four or five actual real legit comps and we provided them to the buyer's lender. We tried taking the give him the benefit of the doubt approach by hoping the appraiser would do the right thing and objectively look at my comps and adjust the appraised value to at least $145,000, which I'd be okay to adjust the price down from $150,000 to $145,000, but not $130,000. It was either that or break his kneecaps with a baseball bat. I'm just kidding, sort of. And I just found out this morning the new adjusted appraised value. Hey, yeah, it's Jerry. How's it going? How'd the appraisal go? Yeah? Okay, he brought it up. Good. What did he bring it up to? $140,000? Are you kidding me, $140,000? So now what options do I have? If it's a conventional buyer, you have more flexibility, and if the lender allows, you can order a new appraisal. But this is an FHA buyer on my deal, and FHA won't let you appraisal shop, so I can't get a new appraisal. I can't even get a new lender and order a new appraisal. In fact, my chances with FHA are completely out, because even if I cancel the contract and get a totally new buyer altogether with a different lender, FHA will still use the original appraisal. Right on FHA website, it says, if you are looking to switch lenders in order to get a new appraisal that would be potentially more favorable to the transaction, FHA loan rules don't allow you to get a replacement appraisal. If you want to know what I think about FHA, it's this. So I'm completely screwed because 90% of buyers at that price point use FHA financing. So what am I gonna do? Cancel the contract, put it back up for sale, and hope I can find a conventional buyer willing to pay more than $140,000 and hope I get a good appraiser? No, that doesn't make any sense. So I'm gonna amend the contract price to $140,000 and let the appraiser and FHA stick it to me. Do you know how frustrating it is to have a buyer willing to pay me $150,000, have comps that support it, and I'm forced to sell it to said buyer for $140,000? Honestly, I can't be too upset for two reasons. One, I'm still making money on the flip, and two, it's my own fault. I didn't follow my own advice and my own rules to ensure that doesn't happen. Here are three steps that you can do to help prevent from happening what I just went through. First, don't let the appraiser access the property without you or someone on your team present during the appraisal. Tell the buyer's agent that the appraiser must contact you, the seller, for access to the property. Make it very clear to the agent that she is not to give the appraiser the lockbox or permission to access the property. On my deal, the buyer's agent didn't listen, gave the appraiser access, and it cost me $10,000. In fact, now we go so far as to change the lockbox combination. Step two, when the appraiser calls, set a time to meet him at the property. Bring donuts and coffee and plan on staying there during the site visit and try to make friends. Don't tell him you'll break his knees with a baseball bat if he does a crappy appraisal. That's not how you make friends. In all seriousness, it's hard for an appraiser to stick it to you if you've made a friendship. And step three, come prepared. Have a list of printed comps and be prepared to talk about them. Give them a list of repairs you've made and any features of the house that are special or extra, like a finished basement, a deck, appliances, etc. I found that doing this makes his job easier, and most times the appraiser is appreciative. Now, following these three steps won't guarantee that you get the appraised value that you want, but it will significantly increase your chances, and that's all you have control over. Now, if you think that's brilliant, leave a comment and say, Jerry, you are a flipping genius. And if you want to take flipping houses to the next level, get my best-selling book, How to Make $1 Million a Year Flipping Houses. In that book, I reveal step-by-step how to flip 40 houses a year that earn $25,000 each. Best of all, I'll give you the ebook version for free. To download that now, just click the link in the description below. And if you flip or plan on flipping to FHA buyers at all, then I want you to watch a video where I discuss in detail how to handle FHA's 90-day anti-flipping rule. Now, if you don't, it may kill your deal, so watch that now. And if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to my channel. With over 700 videos, this is the number one channel on YouTube for all things flipping, and I'll see you on the next video.
Daddy, why are you so upset?
Why am I so upset? Oh, I'm just upset about some real estate stuff, that's all. You wanna go collect seashells?
Yeah.
Okay, come on, let's go.